this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised a servant to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Take your seat like a king and like a queen that you are. Amen? I may not have enough time to talk about praise tonight, but let me tell you something. One of the greatest assets to that which is in the hand of the Almighty God is through the vehicle of praise. Are you hearing me? If you're a worshiper, you can't be worshipped with it. Is somebody hearing me? Oh my goodness. He said, let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. He said, then the heart will yield. Then the heart will yield and increase. And God shall bless us. Even our own God shall bless us, and all the heads of the heart shall fear. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. So praise is an asset to that which God has for you. I've been talking about assets, the code. Are you hearing me? I probably will mention some, but the one I want to dwell on today is the love assets. Love, as one of the mind-blowing assets, does not fail anywhere. The true love of God. True love for God. Amen? Glory to Jesus. The first two ministrations have been wonderful, but God does not have a better yesterday. God is a God of improvements. He's a God of progress. Somebody's due hour has come. Even where you least expect, they will send for you. It has started. If the short worship we just had now, yours was not an entertainment. You have initiated the voting. You have initiated the process. Is somebody hearing me? Praise God. God cannot pretend He didn't see a true worshiper. He can't pretend He didn't see a true worshiper. As a matter of fact, that is one of the keys you can use to quickly call for His attention. The sin of Saul was not up to the one that David committed, sir. But worship wiped it off. Amen? A useful person in the hand of God cannot be useless. Once you are useful, servicing the master, there are many errors he will overlook. Okay, who among the ministers of God will deliberately commit the sin of murder that David committed? I will still be alive. It was the same God who said, whoever kills by sword shall he also be killed. But David escapes, sir. Is somebody hearing me? Who among the priests of God will go to the strong room of God and eat the showbread? Eat the showbread. And they want to report the matter to God. Well, God presented this seat. Can you feel His gap? You must raise yourself to a point that you become what? An essential commodity any day, any time. Amen? The only thing I don't know how to do much is to dance, but worship. And I'm trying my best to dance. Is somebody hearing me? Amen? I'm trying my best. Praise God. Because you can dance your way to the anointing. With dance, David shut the womb of Micah. With dance, glorifying God. Are you hearing me? He was dancing and somebody was mocking. And that was a hand of carrying a baby in her life. You don't understand how God sees worship. Is somebody hearing me? Look, the Russian army may have a warship, but we have a warship that can cancel it.
There was something where people were worshiping God and God was turning the enemy back home. Because this worship is far, far more than worship. Is somebody hearing me? Where is the invasion coming from? Where is the invasion coming from? In 2 Kings chapter 3, verse number 26 and 27, the Bible said the king of Moab, as he was going and he was being pursued by the army of Israel, the Bible said he took 700 men, he couldn't conquer them. Then he has to take his eldest son and slaughter. The Quataranon Shata. He took his eldest son, the only one that the Bible said that will have reigned in his stead. Power was released. Power was released. It was an access code to turn death backward, to send death packing. As at that time, they are Israeli and probably they have no idea. Amen? As soon as the blood of that young man hits the ground, power to turn death backward was released. What he couldn't achieve with 700 soldiers, just the blood of sacrifice, deliver victory. It was a walkover. Don't joke with worship. Don't joke with worship. There is so much inside of you, but sacrifice will let it loose. They call Abraham the father of what? Many nations. And God said, look, I have to change your name from Abraham to Abraham. But now, from today, you shall be called Abraham. Praise the Lord. I guess Sarah also was like, probably hearing, what would they be calling me? He said, your name also shall no longer be called Sarah. Then also your name shall be called Sarah, the mother of what? Many nations. As at that time, the promise of fruitfulness was not yet in view. Are you hearing me? But when they continued to go, chapter 22, sir, from chapter 16 to chapter 17 to chapter 22, then instruction came. Take your only son, the one whom you love, the one whom you love, because there are two. Don't mistake them. The one whom you love. So it was clear. Nobody knew that secretly Abraham didn't love Ishmael. It was God that revealed it. The one you love, because I know too well. Others may not know, but I know you don't love this one. The one you love, and he picked it. Go to where, sir? To go and offer him as front offering. He said, why? I promise you multitude, but it cannot come except certain sacrifice is made. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it shall bring forth many fruit. It shall bring forth many fruit. Hallelujah. The degree of your selflessness is the degree of your increase. Is somebody hearing me? The degree to which you are selfless for God is the degree to which he multiplies you. When we talk about access, I'm coming to that word, sacrifice. But this one, I want you to please understand. I've taught you about, I've mentioned, we discussed about the human access, the prophetic access. Is it clear? And we also talk about the portal, altar access. Is that not correct? Praise God, this afternoon. In case you were not here this afternoon, I'd like you to please watch it on your church YouTube, you will see this afternoon ministration there. Now, this evening, we're talking about the love access. He said, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro the entire earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 9. The heart of the Lord run to and fro the entire earth to show himself strong in the behalf. So that scripture revealed to me that it's not everyone that God can defend. God saves us the same way. He doesn't treat us the same way. Are you listening to me? God has saved us the same way, but he does not treat us the same way, sir. There is placement and there is hierarchy. Is somebody hearing me? When we are talking about assets, we are talking about a doorway. There are things you need. We're talking about entrance. We're talking about entry point. We're talking about channel. There are things you need. You imagine them as a destination of Pharaoh, as a city of gold of Pharaoh. But how do I get there? And God said, look, there is a doorway. you have to understand what it takes for you to access it. It's possible for somebody to be eyeing gold. Is somebody hearing me? Eyeing gold. You are eyeing the gold, but you have to understand the price needed to be paid in order to be able to access it. Glory to Jesus. In the natural, we emphasize on hard work, which is very key. Is that not correct? We emphasize on hard work. We emphasize on skill. We emphasize so that you can have some things here. But the truth of the matter is that except heaven opens, except there is an unlocking, there is an opening in the spiritual, there are things that will never reach your hand in the natural. You must have heard that popular saying, they say that look, the spiritual controls the natural. It's true. 100% true. If you said, I don't do much of spiritual things, and yet things fall in place for me, sir. No, sir. Things don't just fall in place. Somebody paid the price. You probably may not be aware, or you may have a woman in your life who is still praying, or a father in your house who is still praying. Nothing just happens. Somebody paid the price. I hear some people that are not mature enough spiritually. They made some funny comment about the United States of America. They don't even pray the way African churches pray. They don't do it. And things are working for them. They look at this one. They don't understand anything. Go and read the history and see how many blood that were shed on the altar prayer before America became what they are today. They are enjoying the sacrifice of their fathers in faith. Is somebody hearing? Nothing just happens, sir. Nothing just... The gospel got to us because certain disciples laid down their life. Their blood was shed. Are you hearing me? The gospel is sustained because some Christians are still sacrificing their life with it. Where sacrifice ends is where progress ends, sir. That is why no weapon, no machine gun is able to stop the Boko Haram because they are ready to die for what they believe. They blasted themselves to pieces. And the more the blood is being touched, is touching the ground, they continue to multiply. Are you listening to me? Many people don't understand the mystery in the spirit realm. It's a mystery. People are shedding blood to the devils. God didn't ask you to go and shed any blood. He said, just give me your life. Give me your time. And that is what I'm talking about. God said his eye is running to and fro the entire earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him. The truth of the matter is that, look, God is no longer looking for who to love. He's not looking for who will love him. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that how many things? All things work together for good. To them that love God. To them that love God. There is a difference between love of God for you and your own love for God. There are two different things, sir. He has loved you by sending his own son. But what he gets in response is not commensurate to the power you are asking for. Are you catching something? He has given you his only begotten son and we saw the results by releasing his own son. There are many Jesuses among whom you are inclusive that have risen from that sacrifice. Only begotten Son has really brought you and I up in faith today. And God is saying, look, I look for a man to what? To also sacrifice his time, his life, his substance, everything for him. And watch what I'll do. The people of God will have perished in Shushan if Esther had not taken it upon herself. If I perished, I perished. It got to that point, and when God saw that shift in her heart, heaven moved on her behalf. Is somebody hearing me? And the position that would have gone to Haman was taken back towards to Mordecai. The truth of the matter is that the scheming of Haman was enough to finish Mordecai, if not for the sacrifice. If I perish, I perish. But tell my brethren to go and pray 3 days fasting and prayer for me. Is somebody hearing me? And then not only that. She dared what no one has ever dared. The king didn't send for you, and you walk into the king. You're a dead woman. She went there. As at that time, you only read it in passing. Beloved, that woman walked into that king's court as a dead person. Oh, you don't. She already died. She knew. Is it which was not according to the law of future?
When king does not set, didn't set for you and you enter, you are finished.
She was so dearly, which means she has concluded her life lost.
Is somebody hearing me?
That singular act was the beginning of the deliverance of the entire children of Israel, of the entire Hebrews. That singular act. Because of our love for our people.
This time around, it's not their own love for her now.
Because as a matter, Mordecai even charged her, if you are not going to do this thing, God will raise a deliverer from another quarter. And you are not still going to escape it thereafter.
So it's not because of the law. As far as they are concerned, go and meet the king. They don't know the consequence. She lives in the palace. She knows what it means.
And you can probably feel the vibration from her voice. If I perish, I perish. She went in. But she never perished. She didn't perish. See, I hear.
All things work together for good to them that what? That love God. And to them that are the call. According to His purpose.
According to His purpose. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has they entered into the heart of any man. That which the Lord has what?
Prepare for who?
No. Is it for those that God loves?
I'm trying to differentiate between your own love for God and the one that God has for you. You cannot see the reason why many Christians still play too. Because all this while we have been at the receiving end. What God will do for us, what God will do for us, what God will do for us. Not knowing that your real access point to that which God has in His hand is your own love for Him.
Your whole love for Him. Your whole love for Him. Your whole love for Him.
Your whole love for Him. Help me tap your neighbor. Say your own love for Him. Eyes have not seen. There is something prepared. There is something prepared for those who love God. Say, I love God.
I like that song. I love you, Lord. Praise God.
There is something prepared by God for those who love Him. Weapon of love is the master kisser. If love is truly God, as we read in the Bible, are you hearing me? If truly love is God, 1 John 4:8, then, and we know that Jesus is truly God, is that not correct? Then, having Jesus in your heart, having the name of Jesus in your mouth, and knowing Jesus and walking with Jesus, then therefore deliver into your head the access key to everything.
Is somebody hearing me? Say, I love the Lord.
If God can find love in your heart, and in your action, then you can access anywhere. If prosperity will gravitate into your life, sir, then love key is the access.
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, but for your sake, for your sake, for your sake, He became poor. What a Lord showed.
For your own sake, He became poor, that you through His poverty may become what? What is He demonstrating to us?
True show of love.
And it told them in John 15, verse 9. John 15, 9, it said, continue thou, continue ye in my love. That was the charge. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in this my love. He charged the disciples, said, look, there is a commandment. In case you are not aware, apart from the fact that love is a person, love is a spirit. He said, love is also a commandment. In John chapter 13, verse number 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you should love one another. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my true disciples. Is somebody hearing me? So, love is your identity. If you are going to assess what men carry, if you are going to assess what the Spirit carry, if you are going to assess what God Himself carry, if you are going to assess what the redemption has for you, beloved, walking in love is not negotiable, sir. It's not negotiable. See, tell your neighbor, it's not negotiable. So God wants you to demonstrate your love for Him. And until you love, until you pass the test of love, greater things will not be assessed. 1 John chapter number 1 verse 47. The Bible says when Jesus cited Nathanael, It was Jesus that saw first the nature of God in him. John chapter 1 verse 47. Look at what he said to him. Everybody read. John 1 47. Jesus said to Nathanael, are you there? He said, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile, in whom is no deceit, in whom I found the nature of God, in whom I can confirm that this is the true Lord dwelling inside of this one, in whom is no guile. Verse 49, shall we go ahead? Verse 49, look at what he now said to him in verse 49. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. The next verse, everybody read. He said, Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou that thou shalt see, greater things than these? Listen to me. Jesus standing before Nathanael, recognizing what Nathanael carries, that deep connect to deep. I can't see love and pretend I didn't see love. Love is an access to that which I carry. Nathanael has an actual idea that greater things standing inside of before him. And Jesus said, because I see inside of you the same nature of love. He said, from today you have access to greater things. When a man is a lover of God, let me quickly reveal to you certain things you cannot take away from the person's life. Number one is revelation. Some people wonder why God is not opening the Bible to them, or why God is not showing them things before it happens. The one that you love, you quickly inform when there is a danger coming. Somebody, come on, leave that place, leave that place. Because you love him. Is somebody hearing me? Revelation is a product of genuine love. When a man carries the love of God on his inside, these are the manifestations. Revelation. Insight. Hallelujah. Deep things will be revealed to you according to John 14:23. He said, anyone who loves me, who keeps my commandment, he said, I will reveal myself to him. I will reveal myself to him. I will make my abode with him. Number two things you enjoy if you love God and you understand this sign is that there will be longevity for you. You don't die young. God preserved the life of his own that he loves. Is somebody hearing me? He told King Solomon, even though you didn't ask for the life of your enemies. The Bible says in 1 Kings 3:3, and Solomon loved the Lord. It didn't say, and the Lord loved Solomon. Amen? And Solomon loved the Lord. Say, Solomon loved the Lord. Lover of God. They assess longevity. God said, I'm going to give you long life. If you read verse 14 and verse 15, 1 Kings 3:3, I will give you long life. I will give you riches. I will give you wisdom. I will give you understanding. What are we talking about? That love is what unlocks everything that God carries in his hand. Are you hearing me? Just because he loves the Lord. Number three things you enjoy when you are a lover of God is power, anointing. Anointing is also a product of his love. You can imagine somebody that is consistently in fellowship with God. God consistently comes to you. Or you carry love on your inside, beloved. You can't lack the power and the presence of God. God does not gamble with his own lover. It's just like the way a man is ready to die for the woman he loves. A woman that you love, you don't allow anything to mess it up. Are you hearing me? In case you're not aware, we are the bride, we are the wife of the church of Jesus. The church is the wife of Jesus. And it will not allow you to suffer. It will not allow you to suffer any form of harm. It's ready to spend all its arrows on the enemies. Is somebody hearing me? He said they go from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed. In other words, touch not my lover. And do my prophet no harm. Those who are lovers of God, beloved, they assess power, they assess the anointing. It's very difficult for you to see a genuine lover of God to be wasted. Is somebody hearing me? Hallelujah. How many of you remember that David was backing Ishbi-benob, one of the giants of the Philistines? In 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 15 to 17. He was backing Ishbi-benob, and he was already faint, looking faint. Thank God for Abishai who came to the rescue.
and kill that silly thing, that giant. And then they now told David, look, you are like wasting week. You will not be going out of war with us anymore, so that you won't quench the light of Israel. Now, what if the young man was not there? God planted him there. Don't forget, this is the same Abishai, Asahel, and Joab, three sons of Zeruiah, that have become like a plague, that have become like a thorn for David, yet they were in his army. Are you hearing me? And David keeps complaining about this one, that because he knows them inside out. Yet, God still used them to defend David. Why? It's the love of God. It's not time for him to be wasted. Hallelujah. He was on a sick bed when Adonijah went to declare himself as king. Are you hearing me? And he knew that I didn't give him such authority, such power. Then from the bed, he announced Solomon to become king. Is somebody hearing me? Hallelujah. That is David for you. Shimei rose up and stoned him. Say all kind of things. And you will see, because of his love for God, he told Abishai, don't kill him. Abishai said, look at this mad dog. Let me go and cut off his hair. Say, what I have to do with this sons of Zeruiah? Please leave him. Praise God. Why is it that your own is to shed blood, shed blood, shed blood? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. He's a lover of God. David loved the Lord. Now, anointing was the thing he enjoyed from the Lord. Another thing you enjoy when you're a lover of God is productive faith. When I say productive faith, faith that is producing results. Faith that is active. You step out in faith to sow seed, you will see results. You step out in faith to go for evangelism, you will see results. You step out in faith to declare the counsel of the Lord, you will see the results. Productive faith. Why? The Bible says, for in Christ Jesus, Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, neither circumcision nor circumcision availeth anything, but faith that worketh by love. Faith that worketh by love. Faith that worketh by love. There are impotent faith and there are productive faith. Is somebody hearing me? I prophesy to you that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every act of faith you demonstrate and sought will yield mind-blowing results in your life in the name of Jesus. Faith is an access. Your own faith will no longer be rejected. Your own faith will no longer be denied. In the name of Jesus Christ. Another thing you enjoy is that you will be defended. A lover of God will be defended from all fronts by God. You will be defended. God said he's ready to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect. You will be defended. Even when you are not aware of it, God will be fighting your battle. How many of you know that Moses is a lover of God? Dangerously a lover of God. He sat in God's presence. And what he labored to receive, fasting and praying for 40 days, 40 nights, without, all of a sudden, he got and he saw what they don't like, what people were doing that is against God. He was too moved. He broke that plane. And then he reported, God said, you have to do another one. For the same people, it's enough to say, look, I'm not going again. Some of us only go 7 days marathon. We didn't even see you in church for the next 1 week. Are you hearing me? He said, where are you? He said, I want to recover. Praise God. Moses went 40 days without food, sat in God's presence, and when God told him, I wrote it with my finger. Because of anger, you broke it. This time around, you will sit down. I will be detecting you, so you will write it yourself. Go and carve out. That is a punishment for anger. Praise God. So he has to sit down for another 40 days. He didn't lower the standard at all. Are you hearing me? God did not lower the standard. Sit down for another 40 days, sir. And because of his demonstration of love, you can imagine, if you truly love God, when pastor rebuke you, you will even sit down and learn more. Not that you carry your bag and take off. You will clearly see somebody whose love for God is deficient, is weak, and is fake. When rebuked, he takes offense. Can you imagine how many of us can stand it when Jesus looked at Peter and said, get thee behind me, Satan. This is Peter. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. And Jesus didn't use Peter at all. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. Why will you say I should not go to the cross? Why will you say I should not die? This is what is written of me. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. Is somebody hearing me? Did Peter take offense? No. Why? He has learned to humble himself and submit to the master. His love. So I'm not surprised when he was the one that received the charge. John chapter 21, verse 15 to 17. Peter, lovest thou me more than this? He said, I do. Then feed my lambs. He walked to him again. Jesus has tested Peter many times. He walked to him and said, Peter, lovest thou me more than this? He said, you know all things. You know all things. Verse 16. You know all things. He said, feed my sheep. The third time, the Bible said Peter got angry. Peter, lovest thou me more than this? The Bible said he became angry. Why are you asking me for the third time? His anger didn't make him to go back from the master. Are you following? He said, feed my sheep. Is somebody hearing me? Now, the meaning of that in Yoruba is Coca-Cola, not that God is a stammerer, and not that God is forgetful for saying it the same thing three times. He wants it to sink down into you. That one of the ways you prove your love for me is that you take care of my disciples. Are you hearing me? If the awala is too much for you, are you hearing me? You don't even know what God is trying to break in you. Praise God. Some of us don't have enduring grace. And because of the next level, God can plant somebody in your life that will step on your feet how many times. Don't forget, it was the same Peter in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 to 22 that says that, look how many times should somebody offend me before I forgive. This same Peter, is it seven? He asked question, he answered it. Is it seven times? He asked question, he answered it. No, Jesus, I didn't tell you seven times, but 70 times, seven times in a day. I imagine his remark. Ah. When that person is not a Lucifer. But why would God permit somebody to repeatedly offend you? Because there are things that God knows must be broken inside of you. He has to break it by consistent beating, consistent hitting it, consistently hitting it, consistently hitting it. You know, sometimes you get angry with your spouse or even, why are you asking me this all again? Okay, after a while, because you are born again and broken. Born again and broken. Take my word. Born again and broken. Because marriage breaks, because they have two unbroken people inside. Praise God. Hallelujah. If two people or one of them is broken, that marriage can never break. The reason why marriage breaks is because there is either two of them are not broken at all. That is why we always pray, hey, God bless our fathers in those days that brought us up through discipleship. Not this one I stand for market, I bring her home. I'm serious. That is the reason why you say that you don't come and you didn't know the world, you check out. Before you even bring the person home, the person is already what? He's already, he has gone through the crucible of God's fire. In those days, we look for brokenness in people. Because it takes a broken bread to feed nations. If the bread is not broken, it can't go around. Jesus has to take the bread and break it before he can serve. If you see a woman, he can't serve. You see a man who cannot, he's not ready to serve the wife. Oh my goodness, he's not broken. When you are broken, you will serve others. I'm older than him. It's my senior. I'm his younger one, his brother. I'm this. I said, but Jesus said, this shouldn't be found among you, sir. Are you hearing me? He said, among the world, we can find it there, but not among you. Are you hearing me? Anybody that is going to be great among you, let him be your minister. Access to greater things. Is somebody hearing me? But if everybody is looking for title and looking for position, that is why we leave the responsibility undone. You see vacancy, you see things that is lying fallow there, come on, pick it up and do it. Is somebody hearing me? The cheapest way to teach people and to disciple people, that is why the Bible says train up. It didn't say teach a child. Train up a child. In training, you are doing it and the person is seeing you. You are doing it and the person goes, yeah, do like this. That is training. Many of us, what we do to our children is we teach them. We only instruct them. We don't train them. Until your child starts seeing you pray, they will never learn how to pray. Until your child starts seeing you coming to church, they won't come to church. Is somebody hearing me?
You shout on the girl. You shout on the brother. Yes, you are watching Liverpool and Arsenal. And yet, you have to say, have you left church? Have you left home? Or you are going to church? But the child knew that you are going to watch football. You want the child to become Elisha overnight. Are you hearing me? And when you are towing the path of Judas. Praise God. Say I hear. Glory to Jesus. When you are a lover of God, you will be defended. Everything in life I have discovered gravitates in the direction of love. Everyone wants to be loved. Everyone wants to be shown love. Everyone wants to remain in the atmosphere where it's being loved. Is that not correct? That is what happened. The Bible says when Jesus came out into the city, all city, everyone gravitate, everyone move. Matthew 21:10. And in Mark 1:37, the disciples said, after he finished praying from the Lord, before God's presence, and he stepped out, Mark 1:37 said, please, all men seek thee. They will seek after love. When your company, when your house, when your church, when the church is made to be filled as an atmosphere of love, men and women gravitate towards it. You have a house fellowship, and let love be the center of the guide. Your family, let love be the center of the guide. Are you hearing me? It's not everybody that comes to your house that is looking for your food to eat. After all, God charged you. Hebrews 13:2. Don't be forgetful to entertain angels unaware. Is somebody here to entertain strangers? Because in so doing, you may entertain angels. Is somebody, Pastor, what is happening in the nation these days? It's serious. So even the little, we have to manage it. Are you hearing me? That is why plenty is not coming, because you are managing the little. There is it that scattereth and yet increaseth. I'm telling you the truth. The beauty of fluorescent is not in the afternoon, it's in the night. When there is thick darkness, that is when your light should shine forth. When men are groaning, when men are in pain, this is the time believers will now begin to what? Demonstrate what they call true love. The truth be told, oh my goodness, we just finished a program. We have never done it in life, because when they brought the humongous bill to me, I screamed. I'm not going to get this. But the Holy Spirit gave me a witness. See, if you are the one who suggested it. Feed everybody for 7 days. Are you hearing me? When we budgeted, okay, let's say 250 for the first day. From the very first day, God defied it. I pray for somebody under the sound of this voice. Stop looking at your pocket. Begin to focus on the size of your God. You limit God with your mind, not knowing that your mind is too small to comprehend the ability of God. Are you hearing me? God is looking at people, he will touch their heart in your favor. If only you can just let loose. Show that you love him. Demonstrate true love for him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So, when a man is a lover of God, what he enjoys is what? Favor and authority. Have you ever seen a friend that comes to visit you because you love the man so much? He enters the gate and maybe your security man says, sir, there's somebody at the gate, say he knows you. And the moment he mentions his name, oh, you say, let him in. You only mention, you have not even seen him. Your security man said, Mr. So-and-so is at the gate. You have not seen him because you know him, he's your friend. You say, let him in. Oh, come on, I'm coming downstairs. Come on, serve him this. You understand? And the young man also sat there. Then he picked remote and he started what? He put on TV and he's enjoying himself. Now, he's doing exactly as you are doing at home. Why? It is the platform of love you wrote. Are you getting it? If the love was not there, it doesn't have such authority. Demonstrate true love for God. What you will enjoy is authority. God is looking on the behalf of those who he will show himself strong. I want to demonstrate my power, but I know somebody that will act in my capacity. When you love God, do you know that you will do exactly how he wants you to operate? Because you will not want to offend the one you love. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? You will not want to offend the one you love. I'm teaching carefully this night, because I know if you catch this one, the access is not going to be only for tonight or for this program. The access will be for you forever. You have access forever. The love. Because that is just the end of the law. That is the total gospel.
Is somebody hearing me? Praise God. Love, the main access to all things. Praise God. Okay, how do I prove my love? How do I prove my love? How do I prove my love for God? Because if love is that which God is asking for, if love is actually the weapon, how do I prove my love? A man who claims that he loves God, because so many of us, we only enjoy the love of God, but God wants to start enjoying your whole love. How do I prove my love for God? Spend time with Him. Number one, spend time. If you cannot give God your time, that is not a demonstration of true love. Say here. Now, a woman understands true love from her husband by the hours, the time the man has for her. God understands your love for Him when you can leave every other thing when it's time for Him to visit. That was why there was a huge difference between Mary and Martha when Jesus stepped into their house. Martha was busy about why Mary sat down to hear from Him. What you have to say matters a lot to me, and this is what God wants. He wants you to demonstrate your love for Him. And how do you demonstrate love for God? Spend time, sit down. If revelation is going to flow from the Bible to you, you have to sit down. If power is going to flow into your life on your prayer altar, you have to spend time on it in His presence all alone and His breath upon you. Will God be running after you in the market to put power on you? No, sir. What is precious to you, you pay the price of time for. Because the currency in the kingdom, one of the currencies of the kingdom is time. It's time. If it's important to you, you will spend time for it. If it's important to you, you will spend time for it. No matter how busy many of you is here, many of you are here, no matter how busy. Some of you are running professional courses. Yes, you are still running a job. Now you will still find a way of creating time to go and do that part-time course until you get that certificate. Is that not correct? No matter how busy you are, you will create time for what you love. When somebody says because of this, and that is why I didn't come to church. Come on, keep quiet. You don't love God. I'm serious. You don't love. Your proof for God, you must be able to spend time. Are you hearing me? You don't dictate time for God. Are you hearing me? The reason is that why many people are deficient of revelation today is that you can imagine somebody praying, he has already set his time. It's a lot. Once it's 15 minutes, I have to leave this room. You to hear yourself. You will discover that such prayer, you will answer it yourself. That is the reason you came out, you entered dry, came out drier. Is somebody hearing me? And do you know sometimes you are in God's presence for 2-3 hours? You have not even started asking for anything. What you call 1 hour, beloved, is some of us Thanksgiving time. Is somebody hearing me? God will take time to see, are you for what in my hand or for me? Because most of us, we are only for what He has in His hand. We are not really for Him. And there is a difference between the gift of God and the person of God. The person of God is purchased with time. It's purchased with time. Do you know sometimes it takes us weeks to even master one scripture? To have depth of a particular scripture, it takes us weeks. Weeks upon weeks meditating, ruminating, until the thing, and the word entered into us and became flesh, and the flesh dwell among us. It can take you like 2 weeks. Is somebody hearing me? Are you hearing me? Hi. Give your time. You demonstrate your love for Him. Number two, you show Him affection and attention. If you want to prove your love, from today, show
show God affection and time. Affection, affection. The word affection, I consider it to be whatever touches God should touch you. Whatever touches God should touch you. If it affects God, it must affect you. If you don't care that the house of God is in need of this, you don't care that this one is missing in the church, you don't care, you don't love God, sir. You must show affection. You must show affection. Nikwata parasata. Hear what David said. He said, out of my own proper good have I contributed. Even though God said, look, there's too much blood in your head. You can no longer build a holy house for me. But Solomon, your son, will do it. He said, okay, if this you say, I will not. But because I know that the house of God can continue to remain under cutting. He said, out of my own proper good have I prepared for the house of my God. 1 Corinthians chapter 29 verse 3. Out of my own proper good, the one I've gathered and I've labored for, I will still support. And everything needed by soul to build the house, he made it available. Are you like that? Until God see your temperature, your heart for him, your heartbeat for him, then you have not demonstrated true love for him. There is difference between the love of God for you and your own love for God. What God is seeking after now is your own love for him. When your love for him is confirmed, then you activate unusual greater things. Unusual greater things. Unusual greater things. You activate it by your love for him. Become separate. Forget about who is watching you. They've been watching you like that. They have not added to you. Won't you just focus? Are you hearing me? Praise God. Don't let anybody say your own is too much. Are you hearing me? Just tell him that I've not even reached to 4 months. You only saw too much. I'm still going to 10 much. You only saw too much. Is somebody hearing me? There is nothing they didn't tell us in those days as we were carrying Bible around. We'll be eating granite and gari. They say, look, that is why you are poor. But today, all those who are making mockery of us that time, we feed them today. Because we fail to lose focus. We fail. Your marriage may not be, our marriage may not be interesting. Maybe we didn't put all the things we need to put in place in those days. Are you hearing me? But what we are pursuing was much more important than the marriage we are talking about, the wedding ceremony we are talking about. Is somebody hearing me? Thank God our pastor is here. He was the one who cuckoo weddings. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's here. Join us together in that holy matrimony, myself and my wife. What a wonderful scenario. What a wonderful scenario. I told, oh my goodness, they told me the rice there, cooking is not enough. I said, I'm not the one that will eat it. Are you hearing me? Then the one, when the thing finishes, 10 others will be going home. Hallelujah. I didn't borrow 1 naira to do anything. Are you hearing me? The man who did cake, the woman who supplied us cake, oh, time is going. The woman who supplied us cake, when I finished dancing, and we're going, they said, the cake money remained 2,800. But, okay. What I was praying, you were the one who did the cake. I don't know how much you did it. Is somebody hearing me? The person who promised to give me a car, and when he came late, I just entered the road. I was going on Alakija Road, going to Yabatek. Praise God. The tailor that was doing my stuff, that was supposed to bring suit, it didn't come on time. I picked one of the ones they dashed me sometimes ago. One black suit like that with one change, another color of trouser. I've not seen any wedding where they say thou shall be complete in the same color before you can be wed. Are you hearing? So I just put on my suit until the man came and said, please don't go like this, Rabuki, don't go like this. So now he took me back home. Are you hearing me? And we could hear on change. He said, what about the car? I said, the man didn't come. He said, let's go. We got to Igbobi Road, go on the way to Yabatek. Are you hearing me? Before the man asked, he drove and ran after me and met me there and picked me on the road. I said, look, you can't, all this thing doesn't move me home. I'm serious. My wife knew that from day one. From day one. Say, this man can't be stopped. There is a glory set before me. That my eye was too focused. Dangerously focused. Dangerously focused. And Satan knows it. Satan knows it. When they told me that, hey, we go. Oh, sorry, my in-law may probably be watching this program now. When they told me that, they're not going to allow my wife to come. That Friday night, we went to do traditional and put all the drinks there. They said, they're not going to give me the wife again. And my friend that came to carry us said that
What will I tell the people that are waiting? Friday, they told me wedding will not hold again. Friday, tomorrow is wedding. They told me won't hold again. My friend told me, he said, what are you going to tell the people? I'll tell them the wedding is not holding again. He was like, what kind of a person is that? I said, yeah, let's go. So when I was going, they heard me. I told my wife, are you still coming? Are you still coming? Because you are the only person that is important now. That's what. What is one that people just put themselves under them, temperature and pressure? I don't know why you. Why life is more than this one, though. I told my wife, are you still coming? He said, she's still coming. Okay, don't worry, leave the remaining one. The one that they think they rejected. Thank God, one woman collected, they said, I don't know about it. They will give it to them. So, I paid the bride price later. Look, we are the one making life difficult. Life is not difficult. Life is too Israelasha Taylor. God punish the devil. Look, I'm serious. Don't go and borrow money for anything. That is nothing my wife wants now that I can't give her. By the grace of God, she's living in a house. We are not paying rent. She has a car. We have three cars. You can use any of them to go out. And now, all these things were not there. All these things were not there. Pastor is here. He joined us. He saw how beautiful that church hall was. No window in that church. No window. It was glass. It was sand cathedral. Even prophet offering, we didn't give him. Until we recently, we started probably inviting him to go. Me? Satan can't catch me. You know he can't. He has failed a long time. Listen to me. Stop giving yourself stress. What your husband does not have today, we have it tomorrow. Just support him with prayer. And may God give you your whole wife. May God give you your own wife. May God... Oh, time. Holy Spirit. Show yourself. Show him affection and attention. Be concerned with every matter in the house of God. That's how you demonstrate your love. And number three way to demonstrate your love for God is that seek to please him first. Seek to please him first. When you wake up in the morning, what do you pick? Your phone or your Bible? When you wake up in the morning or when you are going to bed, what do you look at last? Your phone or your Bible? Seek to please God first. Who is the first person you speak to when you wake up from bed? Is it your customers or the person carrying container? Are you hearing me? Seek to please him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Every other. This is how to demonstrate your love. This love is fast eroding, disappearing among many believers. And this is the reason why many of us are choked. God is a jealous God, sir. He doesn't want anybody to take his place in your life. Say I hear. God is what? He's a jealous God. Say he's a jealous God. Seek to please him first. No one has the right to hear your voice first in the morning. Except God. When you begin to adjust little things that matters most, this is how access comes. And number five, if you love God, you will give him your best. If you love God, God will... Look, how many of you know that the moment God noticed that, Abraham's attention shifted to Isaac, God collected it. Give me Isaac. Many of you don't know. The reason why God always asks us to consistently give, he doesn't want us to what? He doesn't want to fall to the same error in Exodus chapter 32. When there were too much gold among the children of Israel, they made a calf. Keep giving. But if you don't understand, you see, giving is like a system in the body. That is why rich people, they are it's very difficult for them to give. Only the ones that are redeemed and born again. Because they want to analyze, I want to ask the pastor, what will you do with 1 millionaire? Why can't you just manage 5,000 naira as an offering? Why will you ask us to give more? Why? I want you to just tell me, why would somebody who is not working should earn money, should receive money? No wonder God says, Matthew 19:24, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Are you hearing me? Say, I hear. Can you help me tell 2-3 people, be selfless for God. Sacrifice. 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 Anyone who sacrifices has a voice. Anyone who's truly have sacrificed unto God. Are you hearing me? Because of love for him. It was love that moved Abraham to give up Isaac. To let God know that, look, even if Isaac is not in my life, he cannot drop my temperature of love for you, sir. Take Isaac. You ask for him, take him. How many of you know that the marriage of Katrikuma suffered setback? How many of you know Katrikuma, that heavily anointed woman of God, with all the heavy duty of unction upon her life? Do you know the unction of God upon her life was shared upon mighty ministers? One of them is Benihin. You can imagine what Benihin is carrying. Just one out of several ministers that shared the anointing that was upon Katrikuma. But all of us have seen the glory and the beauty in the life of Katrikuma. But it got to a point, Katrikuma told God, this marriage that is trying to take God's attention from me, I sacrifice it, and she didn't marry again. Sacrifice it. Are you following? I read in a book some time ago when some journalists came to meet her in the house, and they were trying to now ask some questions. Why didn't she consider remarrying? The moment they mention it, the moment they go into it, and she opened her mouth because it's a sacrifice, not that she doesn't want, but because she wants to retain God in her life, she loves God so much. If this marriage is always distracting me from what focusing on God, I'd rather let it go. And God saw the genuinity of her that she has let go truly for him. The moment she opened her mouth, the power of God came to that room that the journalist ran away. Why? You touch what you shouldn't touch. Sacrifice releases power. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. I can't finish what I have here for you. But one thing is that while you are standing, let me quickly mention the few words I have left. The person you love, you will give him your best. And the person you love, you will fight and defend his cause. Is somebody hearing me? The person you love, you will fight and defend his cause. And the next one, the person you love, you will pursue his interest all the time. When they say it's time for evangelism, you won't be dodging. When they say it's time for us to pray, you won't be dodging. And the person you love, you are ready to die for. Why are we blaming the terrorists? Because they are ready to die for what they believe. Why are we blaming the bandits? Because they are ready to die for what they believe. How many Christians are ready to die for Christ, for what they believe? We lack power today because nobody is ready to be selfless anymore. Let's go on marathon fasting. They will ask questions. They will castigate the pastor. Let us sow seed and advance this cause and plant a new church. Everybody said they have come again after my pocket. What exactly is going on here? Are you hearing me? Nobody wants to be selfless again. We have completely relegated the ability of God to restore to the background. Listen to me. If power is going to answer your life, if you are going to unlock the riches that is in the hands of Almighty God, it has to be on the platform of love. Say love. 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 Many of us remain in marriage today. Are you hearing? Not because it's so sweet, but because we love God. This is what he wants. Are you hearing me? Can you lift up your voice to heaven and say, Father, thank you for sending me your word. Thank you for sending me your light. Thank you for showing me love. Thank you. Thank you. Can you consciously tell him, love, 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 love. Love is the spirit, is God.
You are all I want.
You're all I ever needed.
Oh yes, Lord.
You're all I want.
Can you just open your hands and tell him? I want you to open your hands so that fire can rise
upon
your
heart.
You're all I want.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lifehouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.